This is the Michigan Talk Network. More talk now.
All right, as we know, there is a crisis at the southern border, no matter what. No matter what you might be told, there is a crisis at the southern border. You look at the number of people being arrested and detained, 3,700 on Saturday arrested. Those are just those that were caught. Also over the weekend, several thousand more brought to places like downtown San Antonio and released into the United States because there's no place to put them. You've seen the pictures, and if you haven't, let me tell you. They've taken chain link fence and created basically a giant holding pen under an overpass on a freeway. There's no place else to put the people because the numbers are completely overwhelming those at the border. And what does it mean now if the president follows through and shuts down the southern border? Another tough decision. And then the third part of this, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras being cut off from hundreds of million dollars in aid. Hundreds of millions of dollars being withheld by the president. He says until this thing is under control. Gary S. Goldman, nationally recognized host of Business, Politics, and Lifestyle, airing on WCRN in Boston. Gary, how are you today?
Good. How are you doing, Steve? How's everything going? All right?
Going well, yeah. You know, and here I am. You know, I don't care what your metric is. I don't care what your metric is. You've got people in corrals under overpasses. You've got the number of people coming to the border has so overwhelmed American facilities that we're taking people off the border and basically turning them into babysitters because they have to have somebody watching these people that are being incarcerated even briefly. And now the president talking about shutting down the border, which creates even bigger problems potentially. Your thoughts?
Yeah, well, look, here's the thing. First of all, everyone has to realize that we have a president in office that is doing what he said. He's not kicking the can down the road as other administrations have done. He's dealing with the problem at hand. With that said, shutting down the border to me, knowing this president, he likes to throw out the worst-case scenario, which is great, and I think he's looking at it. If he's going to end up doing it, I think he's going to do something. He's going to do it in stages. First of all, cutting the aid to the countries that are supposed to be helping us prevent this problem or slow down this problem is the first thing he's doing and the smartest thing he can do. No other administration has ever had the guts to do that.
But let me jump in there. Let me ask you this. This is important because cutting aid, $500 million, give or take, but you cut off aid all of a sudden. Doesn't that create a more dire situation in those countries? Doesn't that create a bigger incentive for people to come north?
Personally, I don't believe so. I believe we could double the aid to those countries and we would still have this problem, Steve. I think the president has to send a firm message to them. And I personally don't think this will be a long-term, time period, that if you do not work with us, this aid will be cut off and continue to cut off. You have to send the message. You have to start somewhere. These are very difficult decisions that are being made. But, in order to prevent the things that you started the show with, people being corralled under bridges, our Border Patrol people have become babysitters as opposed to being out there protecting our borders. We have to start somewhere. We have to start the message and show them that we mean business. So I think the dire situation in these countries are there. It goes much deeper than us giving them the aid. I'm not sure how much of that aid really meets the population that needs that money and are setting up programs that have to be set up to try and stop this from happening.
So here we are looking at this. I mean, this is a complex situation. It's been created over many years, decades really, because presidents, as you say, kick the can down the road. They don't do what needs to be done. We go back to 2006 when they voted to build a barrier, to build a wall, and it never happened because it was never funded. I don't know why. Variety of reasons. The Democrats want voters and the Republicans want cheap labor. And some mix of that has created this ongoing problem because right now what it looks like to me, we have anarchy at the border.
Oh, we definitely have anarchy at the border. And for those, that on the left and some on the right that continue to say, this is purely just a humanitarian problem. Yeah, it is a humanitarian problem, but it's been created because we have not dealt with it. And it is chaos at the border, and it is only going to get worse if we don't stop at some point, deal with this problem at hand. And I think that's what President Trump is doing. Look, I don't believe that he's going to stop commerce at first. I think this will be a gradual step. He'll stop, you know, border crossings and then continue the threat. But we have to start somewhere. The numbers.
Let me ask you this, because this is important. Mechanically speaking, logistically speaking, how do you close the border? You can't get support from California's National Guard. You can't get support from New Mexico's National Guard because those governors say our people won't have anything to do with it. And so how do you shut the border? How do you effectively shut it down? You have no more personnel than you have today, and you can't control the chaos that there is now. How would you do it by, say, quote-unquote, shutting the border?
I think there's ways to do it by using, you know, it becomes a very sticky situation when you talk about bringing more Americans. We've sent troops to the border. There's ways to do that. If you read through some of the means to change the use of soldiers along the border, there's ways to shut down the border using American troops and as well as other personnel. Look, you just brought out a great problem. The states bordering the border, they don't want to use their National Guard troops. They don't want to use people to help slow down the process. When in fact, it's hurting their communities, it's hurting people within their communities, and we can't allow states to say, okay, we're not going to put our National Guard there, but we're going to complain about border crossings, and we're going to complain about the cost to society and the gangs that are coming over and the diseases that we're now seeing. You know, there's a lot of problem with sick children that have to be dealt with. So there's ways to do that, that the American people hear the sound bites. Oh, we're going to put troops along, you know, more troops down on the border, and they're not allowed to do X, Y, and Z. There are ways to get this done, and I personally believe that this has been well thought out. Things that I've read, people that I've talked to that are going to surprise the public as to how this is really done.
So my next question is this: how does Donald Trump as president avoid being punished politically for this? Because as you know, the left has done a masterful job of spinning this into Donald Trump is mean to children. Donald Trump puts children in cages. Donald Trump is a bad human being, and so on and so forth. You know this. You've seen this. You've seen this as the narrative that they want to push. And so how do we avoid, or how does Donald Trump avoid getting, you know, bad publicity, get a black eye politically for this?
Well, he's had a black eye since the day he ran for office and he became president of this country. And I think that the president is willing to take some political risk here moving forward. The bit about, you know, what he's done to children, separated families, he's meet, you know, horrible to people, he's detaining them. I feel that there are many people in this country that do not listen to the quote unquote mainstream media and the narratives that are sent out by those on the left as to what the president is doing and how bad of a person he is. People in this country, there's a good number of people in this country on both sides that are concerned about our security system, concerned about the border. And I think over time, the president will be just fine politically when it comes to this. I think people are tired of what is going on. People are glad that there's someone in there doing as they said they're going to do and making tough decisions. We're never going to make everybody happy, but
never.
I think this president will be fine politically with this. Look, he's been beat up so much. I don't see this as possibly hurting him that much. I'm being honest.
We've got to leave it right there, Gary. We're going to have to watch because it's going to happen. So we'll keep a close eye on it. Gary Goldman, thank you for being here. Business, politics, and lifestyles on WCRN in Boston Weekly. Thank you for being here.
It's hiring season in the construction industry. And have they got a job for you? Find out at MichiganConstruction.com. Major companies are looking to fill positions all over Michigan. So when the weather breaks, they can get to work. And so can you. If you're looking for a great place to hang your hard hat, check out MichiganConstruction.com. Before the snow melts, you can have great pay, health care, benefits, and a future. Because it just might be a career. Go to MichiganConstruction.com. That's MichiganConstruction.com. Because Michigan is hiring.
Who says you can't build a healthy economy while protecting the environment? At DTE Energy, we're already doing it. DTE is on track to reduce carbon emissions by more than 80%, generating power from cleaner natural gas, solar, and wind, and creating thousands of Michigan jobs, all while keeping energy affordable and reliable. You see, we can have both a healthy environment and a healthy economy. DTE Energy. Find out more at journeytoeighty.com. How did DTE help the owner of Daybreak Salon cut his bill and blow away his clients? With a few tips from us, like installing T5 fluorescent fixtures, dimmable LEDs, and Energy Star rated washers and dryers, he saved 25%. And he made his space more inviting, too. Let DTE help you and your business. Get more energy saving tips at dteenergy.com/save now.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This message sponsored by OK to Say and MA.